house of God this morning. Truly, this is a day that the Lord has made, a day that we will rejoice and be glad in it. We've been having a great time. God has been moving by His Spirit. And like Pastor West said, we had a great time with giving away all the turkeys, just a great outreach. And I want to thank God for those that helped and labored so hard to make that successful. Jessica Rago over top of the singles did an outstanding job getting the singles together, and Kyle for helping us out did a great job, and we just really appreciate them, Jim and Sabina, and all those that labored and those that gave to make that successful. We had a great time then. I had 20-some people come to Christ. What a great outpouring of the Spirit of God. So I want to encourage you, next year, be a part of that. There's nothing like reaching people and loving people and building them up in the things of God. Also, I'll be going to Swaziland July the 2nd through the 14th. If you'd like to go and be a part of that trip, it's going to be a great trip. We got about 42 people signed up already. I'm planning on taking about 50 people. We're planning on building a church there. We'd love to have you to be a part of that. Come and help us and support that. Would be a great time in the Lord. So also, we're getting geared up for week after next, for the outreach to the homeless in Washington, D.C. I've been saved 27 years. In 26 years, I've been going into the streets of Washington, D.C., reaching people and loving them for Christmas. And I thank God so much for my home church here at First Assembly that supports that. They do a great job cooking the breakfast, the men's ministry. And Julian and Rick them and the men that helped cook that breakfast is going to be a great time. So we really need some people to come out on Friday night, December the 9th, from 6 to 9, help wrap some gifts for the shoe boxes. It's going to be a great time. Also Saturday in Reeves Hall, we're going to get geared up at 7:30 to go out and reach people underneath the bridges. We'll be going in 3 shelters. First Assembly will be going in a shelter. We're going in with men, women, and kids, and they will be ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. Becky and some of the women will be involved in that. So I ask you today, come and be a part of that. We need van drivers. We need people to help us out on Sunday. Come and be a part of that great outreach. Today you can get signed up, and we'd love to have you to be part of the team to help us out. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, Francis Mahan can't do all that stuff by himself. Glory to God. We need your help. Amen. Glory to God. God is so good. God is so faithful. Amen. I want you to open your Bibles this morning to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. I love the Word of God. God laid this message on my heart this week as I was getting prepared for this time. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. I want to give you something that I read this morning that I thought was pretty humorous. Every day of my life, I always get me a good laugh. And somebody sent this to me. It said, football terms and symbols for Christians. Football terms and symbols for Christians. It said, quarterback sneak. Church members quietly leave during the invitation. Draw play, when many children do what many children do with the bulletin during worship. Halftime, the period between Sunday school and worship when many choose to leave. Bench warmer, those who do not sing, pray, work, or plan to do anything but set. Backfield in motion, make a trip to the back restroom for water fountains during the service. Stay in the pocket. What happens to a lot of money that should be given to the Lord's work? Come on, somebody send it to me. 2-minute warning. 2 points. The point at which you realize the sermon is almost over and begin to gather up your children and belongings. Instant replay. The preacher loses his notes and falls back on last week's illustrations. Sudden death. What happens to the attention span of the congregation as the preacher goes overtime? Trap. You call, only pray, and you are asleep. Have back option. The decision of 50% of the congregation not to return for the evening service. Blitz, I really like this one. The rush for the restaurants following the close in prayer. All right, somebody send it to me. All right, let's get in the Word of God. Amen. I always like the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's get in the Word of God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. The Word of God reads this morning, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Now, this is your word, and your word is real. Your word is alive. Your word is active. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. Father, I pray this morning in Jesus' name you would touch every individual in this house today. I pray, God, that you would save, that you would heal, that you would encourage, build your people up in the things of God. And God, we'll give you the praise, we'll give you the glory, we'll give you the honor this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at the person next to you this morning and say, neighbor, no matter what's going on in your life, remain thankful. Look at the other person on the other side and say, neighbor, did you really hear what that preacher said? No matter what's going on in your life, remain thankful. Now turn around and look at the person behind you. My God, I don't even have to say it. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Remain thankful. Amen. Glory to God. If it ever been a time that we need to remain thankful, it's now. We had a great Thanksgiving. God is moving by his spirit. And I pray you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. For some, there were probably leftovers. For some, glory to God, wasn't any leftovers left. But we do not know. But we know without a shadow of a doubt that the holiday is past, and we should ever be thankful and remain thankful. Too often when we talk to God, it's all about us. But what we want and what we need is what it troubles us. We should be thankful this morning. Well, the Bible teaches us this morning in Psalms 100, verse 4, "And into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, give thanks unto him, bless his name." Thanksgiving in the Bible is given to thanks to God for everything we receive in his hand. We receive from him the very being, food, that drinks, that sustains us, that keeps us going. And this morning, everything that we do, we should be thankful this morning. Well, the Bible teaches us in Acts 17, 25, neither is worship with men's hands as though he needed anything, sin he gives to all life, breath, and all things. The spirit of thanksgiving is God's plan for us. And today we should be thankful. You know why I'm so thankful? What the scripture teaches us, glory to God, in 1 Corinthians 6, 20, the Bible teaches us, for you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. God wants us to walk in him and remain thankful this morning. I'm thankful this morning. How many know I hurt myself Thanksgiving? Come on, church, glory to God. I ate good. I had a good time. The meal was prepared good at my sister's house. We had family come together, and we had a wonderful time in the things of God. And I'm very thankful this morning. I'm thankful that I see Teen Challenge back there. I'm thankful that I'm a Teen Challenge graduate 27 years ago. Glory to God. I'm thankful this morning, 27 years ago, God set me free. I'm very thankful. But this morning, remain thankful. So many times, we forget where God has brought us from. How many know God has brought us a mighty long ways? And God is not through with us yet. He's still molding us. He's still shaping us. He's still building character. He's still raising up mighty men and women of God that would walk in the Spirit of God and listen to the voice of God and remain thankful. My number one point this morning is to be rooted and built up in the things of God. Be rooted up and built up. Well, the Bible teaches us in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, "And you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." When you are certain God, certainness of God's love, and you know God loves you, how many know everything else will fall in place when you love God? Glory to God. When you love God, everything else will fall in place. When I think about the love of God and being rooted and built up in the things of God, the first thing I think of being rooted and made sure that we are drawn from the true source of God. As I think about the Word of God this morning, the Word of God is real this morning. The Bible teaches us in Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, and he shall spread out her roots by the river, and shall not see when he comes. But his leaf shall not green, shall be green, and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I got good news for you this morning. When you are rooted and grounded in the things of God, how many know God will see you through? And God will fight your battle. God will take full control when you are rooted and grounded in the things of God. Glory to God. When I think about Thanksgiving this morning, when we hear the Word of God, it's very important that we go deep into our hearts and let the Word of God be rooted in our lives. Glory to God. The depths of the planting of the base of the oneness of our heart, and our heart should be open to the things of God. How many know this morning when you're rooted and grounded and built up in the things of God, God will fight your battle? The Bible teaches us, glory to God, the Bible teaches us when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the living God will raise up a standard. So when I think about being rooted in the things of God, there are times will come when you feel like you're in this thing all alone. Sometimes you'll feel like no one loves you. Sometimes you'll feel like no one cares about you. But I got good news for you this morning. I'm thankful this morning that God loves me. Come on, church. I'm thankful that Jesus died on the cross. I'm thankful that he's alive. I'm thankful that the blood of Jesus will never lose his power. I'm thankful that I'm saved. I'm thankful that I'm Holy Ghost filled devil stomper. I thank you today that God is my Savior and he is alive. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Somebody ought to give God praise right now by the power of the Almighty God. Come on, church. I'm rooted. I'm grounded in the things of God. Glory to God. I wish that devil would try something. Come on, church. Glory to God. Rooted and grounded. Glory to God. Well, the Bible teaches us in Matthew 13, 19, glory to God, when one hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one that catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. Well, Jesus said this. I love this passage of scripture. The Bible teaches us what Jesus said in John 10, 10, that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have life more abundant. Church, I got good news for you. How many thank God that God's not through with us yet? One, two, three. Come on, sir. Got one, two, three. How many thank God he's not through with us yet? Glory to God. Glory to God. This is what the Bible says in Matthew 13, 23. But he that receiveth seed in the good ground is he that hears the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and brings fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. If our roots in God are strong and healthy, our outward lives will automatically show the life and the nature of Christ to those that are around us. Glory to God. People will see Christ in us. Glory to God. I was coming out of Maryland the other day, and I told my wife, I said, honey, I done ate so good. I had ham, turkey, collard greens. Come on, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Potato salad. I had the macaroni and cheese, the homemade biscuits, and homemade rolls. How many know I could pick from either one of them? Come on, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I was so full. And I told my wife, I said, honey, I'm so full. I done preached to my family. Let's go in in the 7-Eleven. Come on, church. Glory to God. I stopped at the 7-Eleven. She said, Gerald, it's Thanksgiving. Don't do it, Gerald. You're so full. I said, baby, this fire's burning. I'm full. I'm getting ready to preach some of this weight off of me. Come on, church. Glory to God. I'm going to preach some of this weight off of me. Glory to God. I had my suspenders on. Come on, church. Glory to God. My belly was out a little bit. Glory to God. I walked into 7-Eleven. I said, listen up, it's Thanksgiving. How many thankful? Glory to God. People looking around. I said, how many thankful? One guy was pouring his coffee. He said, man, you want some coffee? I said, how many thankful in here? Glory to God. One man said, I'm thankful, I'm saved. One said, I'm thankful I was on drugs. The other one said, I'm still bound. I said, brother, let me tell you why I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God saved me of 18 years of heroin, cocaine, methadone, Wild Irish Rose, Thunderbird, Jack Daniels, MD-2020, Budweiser, Coke 45. I'm thankful. Is anybody thankful this morning? Come on, church. It might not be drugs and alcohol, but I'm thankful. Glory to God. My God, I preach myself happy. Come on, church. Glory to God. Preaching at 7-Eleven, we had seven people give their heart to Christ, rooted and grounded in the things of God. We have to be rooted and built up in Christ through being taught the truth. How many thank God that we get the truth here? Amen. Glory to God. The truth. The truth will set you free. Well, the Bible teaches us what Jesus said, one of my favorite scriptures. In John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. We need to be rooted in working in the things of God. Rooted in working in the things of God. God is working in us so we become mature. Glory to God, deeply established and rooted and grounded in faith. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians 4:14 that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftsmen whereby they lie in wait to deceive. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 5:7, the Bible teaches us that we walk by faith and not by sight. If we are not rooted and built up in the things of God, you'll find yourself drifting away when times of tribulation, testing time come if you're not rooted and grounded in the things of God. How do you know that? Well, the Bible teaches us, glory to God, Matthew 13:5-6, some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. When you are certain that God loves you and you have a strong foundation and rooted in the things of God, you can be victorious. Grounded is used for the foundation of a house. A building can stand. Glory to God can be destructive, but it must have a good foundation. To be established in the faith, we should know, glory to God, the Lord, and we should have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask yourself, how deeply are you rooted and built up in the things of God? Just take a moment and think about this. Ask yourself this morning, how deeply are you rooted and built up in your faith? Are you rooted and grounded in the things of God? Are you going forth on the things of God? Am I rooted enough not to allow my relationship in the things and the cares of the world to pull me away from God? Are we rooted enough to stand on the word of God? Are we rooted enough when the enemy comes and beats you down with your past? You can look at that devil and say, I'm rooted and grounded. Not as though I had already attained, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Are we rooted enough when times come when the finances are down? Are we rooted enough to say, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus? Are we rooted when you have a headache, you're going through a little test, sickness in the body? Are you rooted enough to say, he is wounded for our transgressions? He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Are we rooted enough to say, God, I'm content with where I am? Are you rooted enough to say, God, when there's testing time, I can, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Are you rooted enough to say, when times come, you're going to stay in the house of God? You're going to stay in the word of God? You're not going to turn back? You're going forth in the things of God? Are you rooted? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, ouch! God Almighty, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Are you rooted enough? Come on, church. Glory to God. Are you rooted enough? Amen. Glory to God. Are you rooted enough this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Rooted enough. If you're not rooted and you're rooted deep down, when the cares of the world and the things come up against you, you will fall away from the things of God. But I got good news for you this morning, church. I will stand on the word of God. The Bible says in 1 John 2:15-16, one of my favorite scriptures, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Am I rooted enough to be able to stand on solid doctrine, to not get turned around with false doctrine? Am I rooted enough to say, God, I will stand on your word? This is what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:3-4. This is what Paul told Timothy. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fable. I got good news for you. I want sound doctrine. I want the word of God. I will stand on the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. How many thank God for the word of God? Come on, give God some praise right now for the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got up this morning at 5 o'clock preaching to myself. Come on, church. Glory to God. I rolled over about 5 and Phyllis was laying there getting her rest. I asked her, was she rooted and grounded? Come on, church. She said, I'm rooted and grounded in this bed right now. Oh, Jesus, I couldn't wait to preach that thing. Amen. Glory to God. So I got up and got me some coffee. Amen. Glory to God. Being rooted and grounded really comes from always loving God and standing on the word of God. In Colossians, the Bible teaches us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. The Bible teaches us this. The Bible teaches us this. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. For if you were dead, your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. We all need, glory to God, to be rooted and deeper in the things of God. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stay rooted, grounded in the things of God. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, did you hear what that preacher said? Stay rooted. Come on, put your hands like this. Stay rooted. Stay grounded in the things of God. Don't turn back. God has brought us too far. Today, I am rooted in the things of God. Give God some praise right now. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Rooted and grounded in the things of God. Glory to God. My second point this morning is to be established. The word established is defined in the Strong's to make firm, to establish, to confirm, to make sure. Paul wanted the believers to be established that would have the understanding of what God has done for us. We're established when we have the same understanding that Paul had and what God had done through him, through Christ Jesus. Our identity in Christ is the first thing we need to understand. Well, the Bible teaches us in 1 Thessalonians 3:13, to the end he may establish your heart unblameable in wholeness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. To be established, glory to God, is to be steadfast set in the foundations that was laid. We need to stay fast and stand fast in the foundations that's laid before us and pick up the cross. You know, I love the day after Thanksgiving. Glory to God. We always go out for the Friday, the Black Friday. Anybody ever go out shopping on Friday? One, two, three. I guess I'm the only crazy one. Come on, church. Glory to God. But Friday, we went out shopping, and glory to God, we went in. I was buying stuff for the homeless and for the ministry where we go downtown, and they're coming out on Sunday to be with us, and I was buying stuff. And we went into Walmart, and my God, there was so many people pushing and shoving and pushing and shoving. And glory to God, I said, I know one thing. I know how to get them to stop pushing me. I'll just preach. Come on, church. Glory to God. Come on, church. Glory to God. People pushing and shoving and stuff. I reached to get somebody. Somebody snatched it out of my hand. Glory to God. I said, hey, man, you know, you don't have to do that. God loves you with an everlasting love. Jesus died on the cross. He rose again on the third day. He's right there on the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for me right now. It's not by our might. It's not by our power, but it's by his spirit. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I heard a guy all the way in the back say, I heard him preach before. He'll preach a machine. Glory to God. Come on, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, church. Glory to God. He told the other guy with me. The other guy came over and said, I heard him preach before. That's evangelist. Gerald fire shit up in his bones. Mayhem. Y'all better get back. Let him get what he want. Come on, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many know people start moving back? Glory to God. I said, God, I thank you. If God be for me, who can be against me? God. Glory to God. I just kept on preaching, kept on enjoying myself, picked my things up, had a good time in the Lord. I'm talking about being stable. I wasn't going to feed into the negative stuff. They pushing and shoving. Glory to God. But I say, I'm just going to be content in God. I'm going to preach the gospel. How many know as much as in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel even on Black Friday. Come on, church. Glory to God. I'll stand on the word of God. I'm not going to let no devil in hell run me away from the things of God. I will stand fast. I will be faithful to the things of God. I will keep lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. I will be steadfast. Come on, church. I will be stable in the things of God. Somebody ought to give God some praise right now by the power of God. Come on, church. How many are going to be stable in the things of God? Glory to God. God establishes us in the faith, confirms our faith, demonstrates his life through us. Glory to God. 1 Peter 5:10 says, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. As you walk, the fruit of his character is manifested through us and through his power being operated in us. The Bible teaches us in Colossians, I love Colossians, the Bible teaches us in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. If we are unsure of where we stand doctrine, we are easy target for the enemy. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self, knowing that your own self, how that Christ Jesus is in you, except you be reprobated. Glory to God. Paul warns the Christians to walk upright before God and to stand on the word of God. We need to be established in the faith. Ephesians 4:14 says that you henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slightness of men and cunning craft, and whereby they lay in wait to deceive. We cannot bear. Go over to God. We cannot hear the word of God enough. How many know we need the word of God like never before? Glory to God. We need the word of God like never before. If it ever been a time we as a people and we as children of God, we need the word of God like never before. With everything that's going on in the word of, in the world today, the Bible teaches us in Romans 10:17. So then faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Every time I think about hearing the word of God, every time I think about my faith and I think about hearing the word of God, that I can put that word in me, that I can stand on the word of God. Victory is only found in walking with Christ by faith. Church, put your faith in God. Believe God. Stand firm on the word of God, and God will do great things in your life for the glory of God. You know why I'm thankful? I'm thankful for the word of God. I'm thankful that we got a church where we can come in and lift up holy hands and we hear the word of God. I'm thankful that Wednesday night we have Bible study. I'm thankful that this is a church that we are doing something for God. We're reaching the homeless. We're reaching the people that's in need. We have missionaries all over the world. I'm thankful that I'm a part of that. I'm thankful that I'm a part of a great leadership team, a great pastor, great pastoral staff, great office staff, elders, deacons, saints of God. I'm thankful this morning that I can be established in a church where I can hear the word of God. How many know people are looking for a place where they can hear the word of God? Church, I want the word of God. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's tight, but it's right. Glory to God. We need the word of God. Amen. Put your hands up like this one more time. My God, some of y'all look like prize fighters. Say this, Billy, come on. There you go, Billy. Pastor Billy, go over to God. Say this with me. Say, today, I'm rooted, I'm grounded, I'm standing on the word of God, because the Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Today, I want to hear the word of God. Give God some praise right now by the power of God. Come on, church. I want to hear the word of God. Come on, church. The word of God changed my life. The word of God will change your life. Glory to God. My God, I might preach at 2 o'clock today. And then we'll put the Christmas trees up. Won't be nobody here. Come on, church. My third point today is be thankful. Be thankful. Just be thankful. Not only on Thanksgiving, be thankful. The Bible says in Colossians 2:6-7, and you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and grounded. We should be eternally thankful for the finished work of Christ on the cross. We should be thankful for the Holy Spirit. How many thank God for the Holy Spirit? Glory to God. We should be thankful for the word of God, which is the spirit and life. We should be thankful that Christ lives in us, the hope of glory. We need to realize whatever we have because God, and by his grace, we are who we are. Be walking steadfastly in Christ. It's walking thankful before him. Are you saying thankful? How many know every day of my life when I wake up, I say, thank you, Lord. Every day that I wake up, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I say, God, I just want to thank you. 27 years I've been saying this. I wake up in the morning, I say, God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that I'm sober, I'm clean, I'm not on drugs and alcohol. I want to thank you for a home. I want to thank you for my beautiful wife. I want to thank you that you are God. I just want to thank you for your word. How many know when you wake up like that, you're going to have a good day? 1, 2, 3. Come on, church. How many know you'll have a good day when you wake up like that? Glory to God. You wake up like that, you're going to have a good day. You wake up out of bed like this, oh, shoot, I got to go deal with this traffic today. Shoot, that traffic downtown, the people get on my last nerve, man. Shoot, man. Glory to God. How many know you're going to have a bad day? Glory to God. How many know if you get up thankful saying, God, I just want to thank you for who you are. I want to thank you, God, for just being God. I want to thank you that I'm in my right mind. I want to thank you that you are faithful. I want to thank you that you are Emmanuel. You are God with me. You will never leave me or forsake me. God, you are sure my Savior. You are my healer. You are my deliverer. And I want to thank you for just being God, not only on Thanksgiving, but every day of my life, I will give God thanks. Come on, church. Somebody ought to give him thanks this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. We are made the righteousness of God in Christ. The Christian life is more than just being forgiven of our sins. We should be walking in victorious, and we should be victory over every area of our lives. Glory to God. The Bible teaches us in Philippians 1:11, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto glory and praise to God. Jesus Christ is our perfect example of being thankful. When he multiplied, glory to God, the loaves of fish, the loaves of bread, glory, the first look at heaven and thank God for the bread. This is what the Bible said. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9, verse 16, then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looked up to heaven and blessed them and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he thanked God in advance for answering prayer. The Bible says in John 11:41, then he took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. When he noticed, glory to God, we notice also at the Last Supper, Jesus thanked God for the bread and the wine. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 17 and 19, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide among yourselves, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, the Bible says, and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, it is given unto you, and do in remembrance of me. It's an amazing thing that he would thank God, glory to God, for his death on our behalf. Well, the Apostle Paul said this, constantly thank God for many things. The Bible says Paul thanked God for the gospel proclamation. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 8, he said, first, I thank my God through Christ Jesus for you all, that your faith is spoken up throughout the whole world. As I travel all over the world preaching this gospel night after night, many times all over the world in the last 2 weeks, I was in Pittsburgh week before last preaching. I preached a church, 136-year church anniversary, a Methodist church. We had 30-some people come to Christ in that church. Last week, glory to God, I was in Connecticut preaching a Mennonite church. Glory to God, we had people rededicating their lives to Christ. And I'm very thankful for the doors that God has opened for the careless gospel all over the world. And Paul thanked God for the elect of God. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brother beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chose you unto salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Paul thanked God for the generosity of the people given to God's call. He said this in 2 Corinthians 9:11, being enriched in everything of all bountifulness, which caused through us thanksgiving to God. Paul thanked God for the converts to the gospel. I got good news for you. How many know I'm thankful that God is still setting captives free? God is still opening up blind eyes. God is still healing. moving. God is still moving. And I thank God, come on, church, that God is faithful and he will never leave us or forsake us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Somebody ought to give him praise. Come on, church. I'm thankful for the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here are a few scriptures as I close out of being thankful when I think about the Word of God. Well, the Bible says this. How many know I love the Bible? Come on, church. I love the Bible. The Bible says this in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for you all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:6, being careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God for the Father by him. One of my favorite scriptures as I preach is we were giving those turkey dinners away the other week down in Alexandria, and I used a text, and that text was about being thankful. What the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want you to ask and set your heart this morning, can you give God thanks for what he's done in your life? Can you give God thanks for bringing you out of darkness, bringing you into the marvelous light? Can you give thanks that God is faithful? Can you give God if he doesn't do anymore? How many know in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you? In church, I got good news for you. Thanksgiving was a great day, but how many know this is a new day, and today I will be thankful. One of the things the devil will do, he'll do everything he can to try to stop you from being thankful. But I got good news for you. Every time that devil say I can't, I say I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, and I will give God thanks. People say, well, Brother Mahan, why do you share your testimony? Why do you tell people what God has done in your life? How many know if you ever been down and God bring you out of that darkness, you will be thankful. Come on, church. You will give God praise. You will give God glory for the things he's done. Somebody ought to help me give God some praise and thanks right now. Somebody give God some thanks right now for the things of God. Hallelujah. Thankful. Church, let me say this morning. As I travel all over the world, remain thankful and God will do great things in your life. I feel God here this morning. Every head bowed, every eye closed.
Thank you for listening to this week's First Assembly podcast. If you've ever been impacted by a First Assembly service, we would love to hear about it. To share what God is doing in your life, be sure to email us at amen@firstassembly.org. Thank you for listening, and have a blessed day.